The psalmist said, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." This is Thanksgiving Sunday, the day that provides us an opportunity to praise God for His many, many blessings. I can think of no better way to spend this day than to be in the house of God. We here at Worth Baptist Church invite you to worship the Lord with us on this Thanksgiving Sunday. Our church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. A warm welcome awaits you here. My message on Worth Baptist Hour today is a timely one entitled, Building a Better Nation. My text is found in Proverbs chapter 14 at verse 34. Before I read this passage of Scripture, I invite you to pause with me for a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, on this Thanksgiving Sunday, we pause to give thanks to Thee for all Thy wonderful blessings. We know that every good and every perfect gift cometh from Thee. We know, Heavenly Father, that without Thee and apart from Thee, we are nothing. Our nation today has risen to its place of prominence in the world only because of Thy blessings. We are here and alive today only by Thy marvelous grace. We are saved only through Thy tender mercy. All that we have or ever hope to be comes from Thee. We pray that our listening audience today would pause in these moments to express the gratitude of their hearts for all of the good things that Thou hast done. And Heavenly Father, for that man or that woman, boy or girl, that young person who is listening today, discouraged, despondent, unhappy, troubled, burdened, oh, may they turn today by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and make this a true Thanksgiving Sunday for them as they find the solution to their problems and the answer to their questions wrapped up in Thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. May this broadcast, as it fills the airwaves today, be a blessing to all who listen. And may across our great nation, men everywhere turn by faith to Thee to build a better nation, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. The wise Solomon in Proverbs chapter 14 at verse 34 has this to say, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Whatever the outcome of the peace march, and whatever the results of the disarmament talks that are going on now, the destiny of America still remains in the hands of God. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, we read words that show us the truth of this statement, that indeed the destiny of our nation is in God's hand. Listen to the words of the prophet in chapter 18 of Jeremiah at verse 7. God speaks, and here is what He has to say. "At what instant I will speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck it up and to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build it and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then will I repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them." Well, soon all the peace talks will end and the voices of the demonstrators will be silenced. But the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ must continue to be preached with power. We here in America must learn that national blessing does not depend upon the doves or the hawks, the Democrats or the Republicans, the conservatives or the liberals, but national blessing depends upon Almighty God. It is written in the book of Psalms, chapter 75, verses 6 and 7, "Promotion cometh not from the east or the west or from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Our destiny as a nation is indeed in the hands of God. Your destiny as an individual is in the hands of God. If we build without God, we build in vain. If we build against God, our building shall come to naught. But if we build with God, we shall be blessed. We shall enjoy peace and prosperity. We as a nation must build upon the divine platform that the Apostle Paul lays in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 at verse 11. Paul writes, "Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." This is God's platform. And God's platform is so brief and so simple. Just 12 words that I read you from my text. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. God's platform says nothing of war or peace. It says nothing of social security, unemployment, law and order. It says nothing of segregation or integration. It says nothing of labor and management. It says nothing of inflation or deflation, imports or exports. God's platform simply states an all-inclusive and eternal truth. The nation that goes God's way, that is, the way of righteousness, shall be exalted. While on the other hand, the nation that goes Satan's way, the way of sin, shall be reproached. Some say the greatest issues facing us today are the Vietnam War, or the Middle East crisis, or the slums, or poverty, or the racial problem, or the tax reforms. These are momentous incidents. These are primary issues. But God's book says the greatest issue is sin. Again, I'm quoting God. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Some time ago, Paul Harvey said, "What America needs most is a spiritual revival." And I say amen, for this is the truth. We do need a revival. A revival that will turn us away from sin and to the Savior, will turn us away from the gods of materialism to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We need revival in our day. In this message entitled Building a Better Nation, I wish to expound upon two thoughts. Number one, the reproach of sin. And number two, the recipe for righteousness. Let us consider then the reproach of sin. Sin is a reproach to any people, the Bible says, even Americans. We in America often think that we're the people, that there's no other people in the world but us, that we have some sort of monopoly on God. But remember, it is written in the Word of God that God is no respecter of persons. Look at history for a moment. The ruins of Babylon, Assyria, Egypt, Rome, Greece, all of the powers that have been, testify to the truth of my text. Sin is a reproach to any people. Any time a nation disregards the principles of God, that nation will decay. It is written in Isaiah chapter 60 at verse 12, "The nation that will not serve thee shall perish." Look at America today. Big, beautiful, boastful America. We have plenty of money in our treasury. We have much brains in our universities. We have plenty of food and natural resources. We have plenty in every area of our national life. Yet, the greatest crime rate we have ever known exists today. Did you know that our crime rate is growing 9 times faster than our population rate? And what shall I say about the rebellion among the youth? Why do we have so much rebellion? Why do we have so much sin? Why do we have so much crime? I submit to you that the reason is found in my text. Sin is a reproach to any people. We have the sin of parents, who are not bringing up their children in the fear and admonition of God. We have sin of children who are not obeying their parents. We have the sin of the church in failing to reach the lost young people with a gospel of redeeming grace. There are millions of young people under 21 years of age in our country who have no church relationships and no religious affiliations. I read the other day that no less than 1,000 unmarried couples are living together at one of our leading universities in the state of California. Did you know that 10% of the adult population of America are alcoholics or problem drinkers? Did you know that the industrial losses last year as a result of alcoholism cost Americans $7 billion? That's 4 times the profit of General Motors last year. A major crime is committed every 10 seconds in the United States, and 1 out of every 4 marriages is ending in the divorce court. Again, it is written, sin is a reproach to any people. No matter how wealthy, how wise, how proud, how learned, how brilliant, sin is a reproach to any people. We in America can build the best defense systems known to man, defense systems that are second to none. But, beloved, we must reckon with this truth. We cannot do battle against the Lord of hosts. We can take man to the moon, but we can't take man to heaven. Again, the solemn warning flashes across the stage of time. Sin is a reproach to any people. Paul writes in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." In Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 4 we read, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." This is God's indictment. This is the word of God. This is the everlasting truth. James put it this way in his first chapter at verse 15. "Lust, when it is conceived, bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." In Psalm 9:17, the psalmist writes, "The wicked shall be cast into hell, and every nation that forgets God." Where is America today? Where is the God of America today? Has not America all but forgotten God? Have we not made every attempt to discharge God from the army? To expel him from the classroom of the school? To take him out of the image of public life? Where is America headed? I think the psalmist said it rightly. "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets God." Oh, America today needs to wake up. America needs to remember God, to remember that the only reason we are the power that we are today is because God made us what we are. In my humble opinion, America is digging her grave and paving the way to hell. For sin is a reproach to any people, and the nation that forgets God shall be turned into hell. This is the reproach of sin. And now let us consider the recipe for righteousness. There are some vital questions to be asked and answered at this point. Can America be saved? Has America gone too far? Have we reached the point of no return? If America can be saved, if we can be spared the judgment hand of God, then how can we build a better nation? The answer carries us back to my text. Righteousness exalteth a nation. And again in the Psalms chapter 33 and verse 12, the psalmist declares, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." We cannot legislate righteousness. We cannot educate our people to a higher and holier plane. We cannot fight our way to a spiritual plateau. In fact, without God and without the Lord Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. Jesus said it, without me, you can do nothing. And in the Bible we read that God said, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. The only thing that can bring about the building of a better nation is for there to come a change in the hearts of men. And the only thing that can change the hearts of men is the gospel of Jesus Christ. No wonder Paul said in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. The only thing, I repeat, the only thing that can change the hearts of men is a new birth. Jesus said to Nicodemus, ye must be born again. I do not ask for our nation to have more power or prestige or prosperity. I do not ask that our nation have more brains or bombs or blessings. I simply ask for an old-fashioned revival, a revival like they experienced in the yesteryear, a revival that will rid us of the gods of materialism and bring us to the place that we depend upon the God of heaven. We need dedicated statesmen in our country. We need economic stability. We need a balanced budget. We need all of these things, and no one can deny this. But more than all these, we need Jesus. Our homes need Jesus. Our schools need Jesus. Our businesses need Jesus. Our government needs Jesus. Mr., you need Jesus today. You need Jesus more than you need anything else in all the world. It might seem to you that you can't get along without the drink, or without dope, or without pleasure, or without fun, without all of these things that are offered in the world. But, mister, I give you God's word. You need Jesus Christ more than all these, for only Christ can redeem your never-dying soul. We in America can build a better nation. Only if we obey God's call, and God is calling you who are listening to Worth Baptist Tower today. God is calling you, if you're unsaved, to come to His Son and trust Him and be saved in this moment. If you're a Christian, God is calling you. He's calling you back to the place of your first love. He's calling you to be on the firing line for Christ. He's calling you to dedicate and surrender and commit your entire life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, God is calling America to return. We read in Ezekiel 33:11, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way. Turn ye from your evil way. God is calling America to repent. We read in Luke 13:1, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. God is calling America back to her knees for an old-fashioned, genuine, heaven-sent revival. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, we read these words, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I forgive their sin. Then will I heal their land. America is a sick land today. We need the healing hand of the great physician. And this can come only as we go on our knees and ask God for forgiveness and beg God for a sense of direction to help us in America to build a better nation. My text again reminds us that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. There by the radio today, you can be the beginning of a building of a better nation. If you're outside Christ, if you've never trusted Him, pause this moment. Confess your sins to God. Ask Him to save you. Pray the sinner's prayer. God, Be merciful to me, a sinner, and God will save you. If you're a Christian, but you're not where you ought to be with Christ today, you're not living the life that you should live, you've drifted afar, why not come back today? The Lord Jesus Christ stands with outstretched arms. He invites you to come. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You can have peace in your heart today by simply turning the reins of your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. And say, we would love for you to write us and tell us about it today. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Our church, Worth Baptist Church, is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We would be happy for you to worship the Lord with us on this Thanksgiving Sunday. And in the meantime, until next Lord's Day at this same hour, just keep on praying.